Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the conviction phase trial of the impeachment process, Jamie Raskin and his team did a superb job. They used people who were prosecutors, Eric Swalwell, the delegate from the Virgin Islands. They were terrific, absolutely, all of them terrific. So in the brick building process that I was describing, when you're trying to convince a jury, and this Senate is a kind of a hybrid jury, it's also the judge, also the jury. It's also very political. But step by step, they showed how Trump had laid the groundwork for a fraudulent overturn of a free election, culminating in violence. Going back to the summer, way before the election, he kept saying it would be rigged. We can't have it rigged, just to get people ginned up early on, because he knew he would lose. He knew he would lose because basically what he is he's a slave to Putin. He's divided us racially. He's squandered our alliances, NATO and the EU and in the Pacific. Everybody wanted the guy out. Even the leadership of the Republican Party, a lot of them wanted him out. He then spent $50 million in advertising, $50 million, largely social media, with this relentless lying claim, and of course in his tweets as well, relentless lying claims of fraud, of impending fraud, of we had to be prepared to take back the country. Then as he got closer on election day, what he did was he goes, well, I won, because a lot of the votes hadn't been counted yet. Then when he did not win, then he ginned up all of his supporters and they went to court, I think more than 60 times, lost everyone. There's not a single judicial decision that said, let's overturn the certification in this case. Well, then what he did was they threatened election commissioners. They did it in Philadelphia. They did it in Atlanta. They did it in Arizona. They did it in Detroit. They did it statewide in Michigan. Everything they could to get people who were in a position of authority to on their own overturn the certification, then they could argue that. And bit by bit, the impeachment managers showed all this. And then when none of it worked, Trump was doing his best to salt the government with moles, trolls, sleeper cells to continue to injure the United States. Then he started out in December, come to Washington on January 6th. Why January 6th? What's the big deal about January 6th? Yeah, the Congress was going to receive the ceremonial reciting of the certifications. They've been publishing every paper in this country prior to that. January 6th was just a flashpoint, and he kept building it up with some Republican Party connections among the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, some of them among militia groups. And gradually, and the language they were using in these tweets and in this advertising on social media was fight to the death. And there's no fight in Mitch. It's Moscow Mitch. Well, Moscow Mitch is a sneaky son of a gun. And all they meant by that is Moscow Mitch, when push came to shove, wasn't willing to join an armed insurrection. So no fight in Mitch. You'll see that. History will remember. It would be an act of war if the Dems had lost. Are you kidding me? In 2000, George W. Bush did steal that election. Al Gore, they said, lost Florida by 500 some odd votes, and the Supreme Court denied a recount. Are you kidding me? And yet the Democrats just peacefully transitioned power. History will remember. The cavalry is coming. Lone Ranger. The cavalry is coming. Every able-bodied patriot should be there. Every able-bodied patriot. What he did was gradually and incrementally spent months building a mob. And the impeachment managers did a superb job showing that, a superb job showing that. And you can call it connecting the dots, you can call it building, laying bricks, but whatever it was, that was a solid foundation, very solid foundation. Then they connected Trump with violence, just in general. Because here's the deal. Let me tell you what's going to happen in the impeachment today and tomorrow. The conviction trial. Today, the impeachment managers get 8 hours. They got a total of 16 hours, 8 yesterday, 8 today. Yesterday, they only used 6. It was smart. They just cut it off on a high note. They then gave up 2 hours. They don't get it back. They can't do 10 hours today. They get 8 hours today. I don't think they'll use the full 8 hours. I think that they are hanging Trump very nicely. Then does the other side then go today? No, they don't. They start tomorrow and then they go Sunday and they get 8 hours apiece. They get 8 hours apiece also. Now, what they're going to do is they're going to do things like they're going to show video of probably every one of the impeachment managers in a speech somewhere saying, we got to fight for something. We got to fight for $15 an hour. We got to fight for fair wages. We got to fight for this and fight for that. Bernie, always, we got to fight for this and fight for that. The word fight isn't what its issue here. It's not at issue here by itself. The word fight is at issue when you have a guy for 2 months using words like fight to the death. There's no fight in Mitch. It'd be an act of war if the Dems lost. History will remember what you do. The cavalry is coming. Able-bodied patriots are needed. Building a mob over several months in which you continue to lie. You continue to lie and say, well, this was a fraudulent election. It was a landslide. And they just ginned up ballots in the middle of the night. And he said it enough. You get a crowd that goes there and they go down the hallways going, oh, Nancy. They almost murdered Schumer and Mitt Romney. We saw that on video. They barely got away. One of them is heard saying about an officer, they have him down on the floor, they're kicking the heck out of him. One says, shoot him with his own gun. There's a police officer they're talking about. Shoot him with his own gun. Shoot him with his own gun. Another one saying, I'm going to shoot Nancy in the effing brain. I will shoot Nancy in the effing brain. If Nancy Pelosi had been in that hallway, do you know what would have happened? They would have murdered Nancy Pelosi. They would have murdered Mitt Romney. They would have murdered Schumer. They would have murdered anybody. One of the people they wouldn't have murdered was Ted Cruz. They went through his desk in the Senate and they said, oh, you know, he's on our side. Hillary Clinton made a very good point in the news late last night. She said one of the reasons why there might be an acquittal here is because Trump's co-conspirators are on the jury. Hawley, Cruz, the rest, they're his co-conspirators. Sheldon Whitehouse, the senator from Rhode Island, had a very perceptive insight last night on national news. And what he said is, we believe that there may have been some people on the inside in the Senate, not just the House, not just people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert, the gun nut from Colorado, but in the Senate, who deliberately delayed the certification at Trump's request, deliberately delayed it so that the mob would have time to get up there. White House said, you know, the way we were going, it's pretty routine. They only objected to Arizona and they objected to Arizona and Pennsylvania. And taking a roll call of 100 people when it was going to be 55. Well, no, on that one, there were only 6 people in the Senate who didn't vote to certify, it'd be 94-6. We would have been out of there. We would have been out of there. And Trump knew that. So Trump got on the telephone. He got on the telephone. He thought he was calling Tommy Tuberville, the guy from Alabama who just got elected the former coach at Auburn. And he got Mike Lee by accident. And then Mike Lee connected him over to Tommy Tuberville. And he said to Tommy, can you delay this? Can you delay this? Why? Why did he want to delay it? He didn't like it, of course, but why did it matter to Trump whether or not it went on right now or half an hour later? The reason is, if it hadn't been delayed, by the time the mob got up there, the Capitol building would have been cleared of senators, congressmen, and staff. That's being investigated. And if I am right, and I'm only basing on what Sheldon Whitehouse said, Hillary Clinton, and some others, and it may be surmise at this point, but if I'm right, that was a criminal offense. That was a criminal offense. So the four things that the impeachment manager did, the new video is one, the extended metaphor on fire in the theater is two, connecting the dots, laying the bricks is three. The fourth one is, if you take a look at Trump's, what he said, his speech, they're going to claim that that's the kind of thing politicians say all the time, and that even the impeachment managers use the word fight. So it was important to put context. Trump wasn't up there just saying we have to fight for our party or we have to fight for fair elections. There is a two-month grooming of a mob of violence, constant references, 50 million in advertising. And mind you, this is the guy who in the past had also said Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed, the Second Amendment people should take care of her. There's context here. And he's an expert at the kind of mob insinuation where he then will claim the words I actually use, taken out of context, are unremarkable. You know, for instance, somebody in a mob might say, you better pay up your debts. You have a nice family. It sure would be a shame if something happened to them. That would get them prosecuted. And they may say, look, I just said he had a nice family. And it would be a shame if something happened to him. It would be. I'd feel terrible. Trump sort of did that with Ukraine. Said to the president of Ukraine, you have a nice little country there. Sure would be a terrible tragedy if the Ruskies came swarming through because we didn't give you missiles. This is the way he is. He talks mob. He talks mob. Deliberately designed so that he can go, oh, who, me? I just said these things. But when there's context, that is the difference. And the fifth thing, that they did show, and they showed it very well, in addition to the new video, the fire in the theater extended metaphor, the piling on of the bricks for a solid foundation, connecting the dots, connecting Trump with violence, was what they call deliberate negligence. In other words, he didn't do anything afterwards to help the situation. Oh, well, maybe I was negligent. He did it on purpose. Sending the National Guard, what? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. And he has a party in which Guilfoyle is dancing. The woman dating Don Jr. is dancing. And they're looking happy. And it's sort of like a football party. Sort of like a football party. So that's the five things they did to start with. They did a fantastic job. A fantastic job. And they have 8 more hours today. I don't think they'll use it all. But I'll tell you, Mitt Romney looked very chastened to see the video of how close they got. We're going to a break. The lines are lighting up. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. Remember, the third caller gets a T-shirt designed by Crudy. I want to hear what you have to say, but we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.